Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening in to the Mindset Muse podcast. This is Dee Dee speaking. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a while since we've spoken, and the last couple of episodes, I have been a little heated, and I do not apologize for the heat. It was needed. So now I want to call in this morning a little bit of relaxation time, because it's been a while since we've done any form of meditative podcast. All of my recent podcasts have been a little heated. But before we go into anything at all, how are you doing? Where are you headed to right now? Where are you going? If you're home, you still have a direction. You still have somewhere to go. So what are you doing today? What's your plan for the day? How are you feeling? Are you feeling well? Are you feeding your mind with countless blessings? Counting your blessings in your mind. Are you protecting your energy? How are you doing that? I feel this year we really need a lot of protection of our energy, because there's just so much heaviness in the air. So I've had to retreat back and just do a lot of protective work energy wise. So I hope you're protecting your energy, whether you pray, you meditate, whatever you use. Some people do boxing, you know, whatever works for you. So anyway, I hope your prayer is feeding you, and I hope you're really taking the time to nourish your spiritual needs. So, at the core of every successful story is the consistency of spiritual feeding, spiritual food. You don't just want to do that all the time. Of course, you want to have balance, of course, but spirituality is at the center of every successful story. Now, the podcast, as we have started doing it, when I started doing this podcast, my sole idea was to do book reviews, right? And as I'm moving forward and growing a little bit more in my personal life and business life, what I'm noticing is that I am giving free endorsement to authors that are not sponsoring me, and they might not even want me to review their books. So I'm like, you know, why do that? Why give people free endorsement like that? It, you know, it kind of takes away from my own knowledge and what I know to teach. So I want to come to you raw. I'm not saying anything against books. I do read a lot of books still, but I don't want to just come here and tell you what this book said or what that book said. I think it's a little as I grow, I think it's better to use what I know, what I've learned from everything, and just gather it up and summarize it. How about that? One of the best ways that I learned is this. I listen to every single philosopher, theorist, scientist, doctor, whoever it is in any field. If I am submerged into that field, I would study that field and I would listen to their philosophy. But one thing that I do not do, I do not take anybody's advice word per word, ever. Even my parents, and that annoys the heck out of them. But the point I'm trying to make is, whenever somebody is giving you an advice or of any sort, it is so important to use your own discernment. It is so important. The word of the day is, or the week, is discernment for me. I have been in my soul and all up in my energy field. The word discernment has been resonating and resonating over and over again in my mind. So I want to go ahead and say, every single person, even if they say, oh, this person is so smart, they're so successful, blah, blah, blah. No matter what the credibility of this individual might be, it is vital that you use your own intuition and your own internal knowledge as the basis for any other knowledge that you're collecting from outside of yourself. So we are our own first expert. We are our own first doctor. We are our own first everything. So you'll be the basis for every information that is coming at you, so that you can filter out what works for you and your journey and reject what does not work for you and your journey. And that is always how I operate in my personal, spiritual, every single path of life that I have. I have never just subscribed to one single doctrine and say, this is me, and put myself in a box and put a lid on it. No. I have my principles, I have my rules, and my first principle is that change is one of the most consistent thing in this world. It's probably the first consistent thing is change, right? And I don't know, for those of you into zodiac signs, I am a Scorpio, and Scorpios, we are like the epitome of change. Change is our middle name. So, excuse me, I just sneezed and I'm having to do that, but I'm okay. I'm feeling great, guys. But anyway, so as I was saying, we want to make sure, you know, my philosophy is that everything is flexible in nature. Everything is changeable in nature. So why subscribe to a doctrine or a philosophy that you do not question? Even if you subscribe to something and you say, this is my belief system, it is good to go once in a while and revisit that belief system and look over your life and see how well that belief system is working for you. If it's serving you, then continue. Then if it's not serving you, then by all means, do the necessary changes. And also, I don't believe that people don't change. I don't believe that. I think that is some BS, because I really believe that we are the epitome of change. We're nature, we're part of nature, and we have to change. We have to change in order to evolve, in order to move on to excellency, to excellent levels. So every single one of you at the sound of my voice listening to me, you are subject to change for the betterment of yourself, for humanity, for your future, for your family. You can change. I don't care if you're 50 years old, you can start your dream today. So don't ever believe, and I don't subscribe to any of those belief systems. I have my own belief system, and at the base of that is that I believe in change. So I'm not going to be glued to one single doctrine or philosophy or anything like that. So with that being said, whatever your spiritual path is, stick to it, you know, be consistent with it. Just question, make sure you analyze, you know, just analyze your path and see what's working for you, what's not working. Take what you need and leave the rest. That's it. Take what you need and leave the rest. That's really what I was trying to say. I made that really, really long for no reason. Anyway, so guys, gather around. I really wanted to just take everybody through a 5-minute relaxation technique here. Maybe not even 5 minutes. Maybe it'll be like 2 to 3 minutes. I'm not going to time myself yet. I'm just going to speak and just, you know, give you the gifts of relaxation. So as you are listening to my voice right now, if you're sitting down or if you are, excuse me, if you are laying down anywhere in your house, just relax. All of my relaxation techniques are like, I really prefer that you're laying down because it's more beneficial that way. Do not listen to this relaxation if you're driving. So skip through it if you're driving. Cool. All right, so again, those of you who are driving, do not do this meditation because it might put you to sleep. All right, so if you are laying down or in your house or you're in your yoga room, the gym, and you're in the locker room, just chill out for a second with me. All right, so we're gonna close our eyes. Close your eyes very gently and begin to feel the energy around you and as you're closing your eyes, imagine how there is so much light surrounding you. There's so much light around you. There is light covering your head and your bottom, your back, your front, your left, your right. There's light surrounding you. There's so much light inside of you. And I want you to just rejoice and smile because of the presence of this light that is penetrating your very essence. And begin to just breathe and relax into this space of healing, this space of peace, this space of home and belonging, the space of welcoming. Welcome in love and this space, this big arm of hug, this space of freedom. Just breathe. And as you're breathing, I want you to go at the top of your head. Just pay attention to the muscles in your forehead and notice if you are clenching anywhere. If you're clenching in your forehead or in your jawline, your throat, just relax and let go of any tension. Let go of any tension in your forehead, in your in the muscle between your two eyes, your third eye. Relax that area and unclench your jaw. Just remove your tongue from stapling itself to the top of your mouth. Just let go of your mouth. Open your mouth. relaxing techniques to just chill your mind. This will force you to just relax. So remove your tongue from the top of your mouth and unclench your jawline, and then relax your shoulders and your neck area. Begin to speak to your physiology, to your body. Allow the light to warm up your body and relax it into a space of acceptance, into a space of pure relaxation and love, and total love. You are okay. Space that you can just be who you are at your core. Just relax. And relax your back muscles, and let go of your chest area and tensions in your shoulders. Just roll your shoulders if you need to relax. Maybe move your head from side to side and wiggle your toes, you know. Maybe create some tension in your hands, make a fist tension, and then just let go of the fist, and then allow everything to just chill out. Relax your knees, allow your knees to drop and relax. Relax all of the muscles in your buttocks. Just breathe and let out the biggest sigh you have let out all month long. Just breathe and just let go. Alright. Okay, guys. We're going to start to wiggle our toes and maybe stretch your body and just wake up to the present moment. Yeah, chill out, open your eyes, and now welcome back to the present moment. And you're awake. How do you feel? It's a little relaxation technique, something I use when I am a little tense. I hope that helped you. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something structured today. I wrote some stuff down, but I think because of the direction of where we're going right now, I don't want to make you think too much. I want to, since I haven't been back in a while, I want to just talk about celebration, celebrating all of our little tiny victories, however tiny we may think they are, however small we may think our victory is. Just expressing gratitude for God, for our angels and our guides, for spirit, for nature, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, for the skies too. For allowing us to win that tiny little victory, no matter how small or minuscule you may think it is, have a glass of wine and celebrate on that victory. Heck, if you can think of any victory right now, I think the fact that you listened to that relaxation technique and you follow through was a victory. And therefore, you, my dear, you owe yourself a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. So pour one for all of us and drink on. Don't get drunk though, just for enjoyment. Drink everything and do everything in moderation, of course, right? So today I wanted to celebrate big, and I didn't make a podcast about this. I should have right away, but I didn't because I had a million things going on. But I had been struggling to get on Apple Podcast for a while now, and finally Apple Podcast approved of our podcast, of the Mice and Muse podcast. So I'm like, oh my god, that is such a huge thing to celebrate. So I did celebrate right away, but I didn't like make an episode to let you guys know excuse me, that I was in celebration. So I want to let you know that the Mice and Muse podcast is in huge celebration for Apple's approval of our platform. That is a big deal because all of my iPhone users, those of you who have Apple Podcast, if you don't listen to podcasts, this is a good way to really learn new things that you didn't know about, to really just, you know, spend the time, you know, do your podcast, spending the time, listen to podcasts, spending your time instead of roaming on social media all the time and taking in too many of those energies. One thing that I noticed on social media is that there are some energies that you don't need to be exposed to. There's the people's insecurities. Those small things, we do not think about them. We don't think how much that will affect us, but it does. I don't want to be too negative about outside things because social media is just an outside thing, and I don't want to give it too much power by saying all the fault is social media's. That's not what I want to do. All I want to say is that if you're doing too much of one thing, it could be toxic, even if it's a good thing, right? So be mindful this week of what you're being exposed to, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're reading, what you're eating. Consumption comes in different forms. Smell, taste, what you're listening to, what you're feeling, the type of energy you're exposing yourself to, who are you hanging around, what kind of energy do they have, you know? So you want to be careful of your consummation without being too careful. You know, you don't want to be too careful either, because then that's fear. You don't want it to go into fear. I don't want to cause you any panic. There's no need to panic. Everything is excellent. Everything is on time, and everything is working out for your own good. So there's no need to fear. Even if you feel fear, it's okay. It's okay. Even fear is right on time, because all of our emotions are just messengers. They're just telling us what we need to, what direction we need to go into next, right? So that's it. All right. So today I just wanted to tell you that we are on Apple Podcast, and I wanted to bring back the old Mindset Muse that this podcast started with, which is to really help the mind chill and relax while keeping it focused on our goals and all of our intentions. So that's what this podcast wants to do. And moving forward, we're not going to be focusing too much on individual books. We're going to be talking about topics that interest you and I. And we're going to be relaxing and enjoying ourselves while we are listening to podcasts. So, I hope you have an excellent day, night, or evening, wherever you're listening to this. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram. I am on Instagram at the Mindset Muse Podcast. I am also on YouTube at the Mindset Muse Podcast on YouTube. I am also on, you can also follow me on Instagram. My personal page is DD_SC. So is DEDE _ ESSEE Elephant S Sam. E as an elephant, S as in Sam. DEDE_ESSE. You can follow me on there. That's my personal page. Now, I also have my other business page, which is DEDE_GOT_THE_SAUCE. DEDE_GOT_THE_SAUCE. Now, DEDE Got the Sauce is something I am working on. I have already announced it in my previous episodes, but I want to emphasize it in this episode because I think that you want some DEDE Got the Sauce sauces. You need that in your life. How could you not? We are currently working on getting the website launched. We're working on the website. Hush, hush, hush. So once the website is done, I am going to then publish it, and then I will be taking orders through the website instead of taking orders through Facebook like I was doing, like I'm still doing right now. So we are slowly but surely getting a website created for the DEDE as a brand, and also the DEDE Got the Sauce brand. So those are all underway. So don't fear, everything is coming together. Hey guys, I hope you stay focused this week. I hope you have an excellent week. I had a professor of creative writing, English. He was one of my favorite souls, Brother Tim, and he will always end his class with a very dramatic ending. He'll say, "Have a spectacular day." So have a spectacular day. So spectacular, comma, spectacular, with an attitude day. Like a great attitude though, not like a bad attitude. Anyway, so guys, ciao. Have an excellent week, productive week. Whatever you're working on, I hope it flourishes. I hope it becomes big and bright and blossom. Mwah. Bisous, bisous, kiss, kiss, ciao, ciao.